ABC Radio Australia.
We begin in Vanuatu, where its people have voted for change. With more than half of voters endorsing a proposal to change the constitution and bring about political stability. The result of a historical referendum was announced yesterday evening, but for many communities, there's uncertainty about what impact it will have on their lives. The ABC's Lea Loanbu with more.
After days of delay, the result of Vanuatu's national referendum was announced by the chairman of Vanuatu's Electoral Commission. Edward Kaltomat says the referendum was a success and there was overwhelming support for changing the constitution.
The Electoral Commission proposed Article 17A.
The Electoral Commission now declares that the proposed Article 17A is supported by the referendum by 59.28% of the total valid vote cast. Article B is supported by this referendum by 59.98% of total valid votes.
National referendum, 2024.
The changes to the two articles allow for the termination of MPs who change political parties, and it compels independent MPs to join a political party. The changes aim to end horse trading that saw Vanuatu go through three prime ministers in just 6 months last year. Dr. Tess Newton-Cain, an expert in Pacific politics, says the ball is in the government's court now.
You know, we'll now see what that means in terms of the machinery of how, for example, political parties have to get themselves organised to be in compliance with the new legislation around what political parties have to look like and what they need to do in terms of governance. I think that will be a fairly obvious implication.
But in communities around the capital, Port Vila, there's uncertainty about what the result means.
We don't know if it will serve Vanuatu or Vanuatu will change or it will make this government rule against us. We don't know if this will turn up good or bad.
When I voted yes, because a lot of the time when a government gets into power, they don't fulfill their promises, and suddenly the government changes again, and different parties take over. This is why I believe it's better to have a government that serves its term.
The question remains whether the government who pushes for this referendum will make the future of our young people and children better. That would be great. I wish the tomorrow of Vanuatu will change.
The participation rate in the referendum has yet to be disclosed by the Electoral Commission. Dr. Tess Newton-Cain suggests there could also be legal action to gain clarity.
I would be very surprised if we didn't see more legal action seeking legal clarification and possibly legal challenges of that over the next little while.
She says that moving forward, political parties must ensure that proper governance systems are in place by the next general election.
The milestone that we're aiming for is that all of these things are in place and everyone understands the implications of them before the country goes to the vote. It goes to voting again.
And that's Dr. Tess Newton-Cain from Griffith University, ending that report from Lea Loanbu.